Gemara says in Daf and Amud Beis, Sidrin Shel Ksuvim. The state of Ksuvim is Rus Sefer Tehillim Be'il B'Mishle B'Kehalas Yerushim B'Kineis Daniel Megillas Esther Ezra V'Divrei Hayamim. In fact, the Gemara L'Man Damar Iyov B'Mei Maisha Haya. According to L'Man Damar, the Iyov was in the days of Maisha. Looked him in the Iyov Bereshis. So Iyov should be the first one of this Seder. The Gemara answers Aschuli Paranus Alam Aschulinam. We don't want to start off with Iyov because Iyov was Paranius. In fact, the Gemara Rus Nami Paranius. Rus is also Paranius. The Rashi says that it was a Rav and Golos and Mises Al Melchubanov. So why do you start off with Rus? The Gemara says that Rus is definitely because Puranus de Islay Achris. At least it had there was a happy ending, even though there was Puranus in the beginning, but there was a happy ending. Damar B'yechalam, and Igrish Marush, Yatsimena David, Shevel, like the Shevachah, Veshivas, and Tishbachas. And for that reason, we start with Rus, even though it's a Puranus, because at the end there was Taiv, and for that reason, it's not the same as Eov, there was just Stam plain Puranus. Now, Taisus as a Kashavir says, Vintami Eov Nami Islebei Achris. Eov also had a happy ending, because at the end, Eov also got Schar, he got rewarded. So Lachar, that's Peronis Dislay Achas, just like by Rus. And Taisus gives two Tirutz. One Taisus he says, V'shama d'hai Achas d'Rus Achas d'chol Yisrael. The Achas of Rus is an Achas for all of Klai Yisrael, Meshenken by Iyov. It was a personal thing, it wasn't for all of Klai Yisrael. And number two, he says, V'hai d'igla mandamer d'al kapal ha-kadosh b'chol schar ala tada min ha-aylam. There is a mandamer that says that the only reason why he got schar is in order to lose his aylam haba, and therefore it's not really considered taiv. So it's considered Paranius Leloit without any type. Those are the two Tirutz and Taisa says to answer this Kasha. But I think if you're Medaya Ketev and the Lashon of Rashi, I think Rashi himself is Bavarning this Kasha of Taisa. So Lashon of Rashi is a bit of Ramaschal and this Le Achris. Rashi says, Sofa Paranius Nepach Le Achris with Tikva Shiyotza David Misham. So Rashi that the end of the Paranius was Nepach to Achris and Tikva that David came from there. So I think that the Lashon of Rashi is saying that it's not just that there was Peronius and then there was Taiv, but the Peronius itself is Nepach L'Taiv. Nepach L'Taiv became a Achas V'Tikva means that through the Peronius itself came the Taiv. In other words, it was Nisbar that all the Ra that happened was really only happened for the purpose of bringing about the good, and without the Ra happening, they would never have the good. Mashenkin by Iyov, the Ra was one thing, and then the Taiv was a separate thing. One had nothing to do with the other. It's not that the Ra was Maile the Taiv. Mashenkin over here, the Ra itself was Maile the Taiv. But because of the Ra and the Gullus, and they left and they came back and they didn't have money, and Rus ended up marrying Bayez, because of that, That's what brought about the late of David HaMelech. David HaMelech came because of the Ra. The Ra itself was Mesaibiv, the Shavita Taiv. That's called Peronis Dislay Achris. Not just that there's a happy ending, but the Peronis itself ended up serving and leading and bringing to the Taiv. Mashenka Ba'iyav, the Peronis was one thing, the Taiv was a separate thing, they had no Shaychus. That's not considered Peronis Dislay Achris. And Lefi Rashi, I think, Shana Hazav, I think he's answering Taisus's Kasha. And I found afterwards in the Chidusha Rebbeinu Meir Simchavir, Imamish speaks this out. He says in this Rashi, he says, "Vilshani Maturitz Kusha Sataisis Shigabi Rus Maparanis Gufo Ba'atayv Shigolav Anasi Nashim Machias Rav Deichem Shavu La'aretz Venisa Sabayv Zatzim Men Adavid Lekhen Be'ib Shataiv Ein Abam Maparanis." It was a separate thing, didn't come from the Paranis. And he ends off with the words, "Vizat Emes," that this is the Emes that this Rashi means, and for that would be Miyoshev, the Kasha of Taisis.